Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cavalry Audio.
What's up? Welcome to Mother Soca with Michael Blackson, brought to you by iHeartRadio, Cavalry Audio, and the Black Effect Podcast Network. This week, I have six lovely ladies. You've probably never seen them on anything. After tonight's show, you're all going to want to see them on everything. So my fellows, I have Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursday all together in one room. My niggas, get your baby oil, your Vaseline, and your Jergens lotion and enjoy the show. Before getting the show started, let me tell you what's been going on in nigga news. That's news on all niggas. First nigga is my nigga, Derek Jackson. Poor nigga. I call the nigga Action Jackson. Because that nigga was getting more action when his wife was away. This is a relationship expert that cheated on his wife. It's like a fat nigga giving you advice on workout, or Shaquille O'Neal trying to teach you how to shoot a free throw, or a Trump supporter teaching a black history class. You know the fuck I'm trying to get to. Derrick Jackson, please be a better nigga. Okay, in other nigga news, doctors and scientific professors are saying male private parts are getting smaller due to pollution. The fuck is going on? So you know what that means? That means that African nigga's dick gonna shrink to the size of a Jamaican nigga's dick. A Jamaican nigga's dick gonna shrink to the size of a black American nigga dick. A black American nigga's dick gonna shrink to the size of a white nigga's dick. White nigga's dick gonna shrink to the size of a Chinese nigga dick. And a Chinese nigga dick is gonna be a coochie. Anybody having that problem, send me a DM. I'll send to my nigga, Dr. Miami, help your dick grow back. Good luck, my little dick nigga. In other nigga news, Lil Nas X, I remember the nigga came out the closet last year. And this year, in his new music video, he jumped, flew, and ran out of the fucking closet. He need to change his name to Lil Nas Triple X. In more nigga news, face masks, that's right. Now they are saying that the chemicals in face masks is causing niggas' penis to shrink. What the fuck is going on with this little shit this week? So now you are protected from COVID, but can't protect my dick because a condom won't fit. There's gonna be a lot of COVID-free niggas with little dicks walking around America. Good luck, niggas. Big dick niggas. All right, let the show begin, my niggas. Thank you for joining us. It's gonna be a crazy show tonight. Fuck you, kiss my ass.
And my co-host, Chinese fucking best friend.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
Hey, Mike, every time we have a show and podcast, you're the best dressed in the world. While I'm wearing Baby Gap clothes, you have the most outfit that's very endangered. What do you have on?
Not endangered. I've just been, as a kid, man.
Yeah.
When I came to America, we had no money. We were so broke, and they teased me all the time about the cheap clothes that I wore. You know, I didn't have money. My mother used to go to, like, this back in the day, stores like Woolworth, McCrory's. This is now called, like, Walmart and shit now.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was worth back then. And my mom bought my clothes there for like $10. And I said to myself, whenever I have money, I'm going to wear the best things in life. I'm going to the fashion. I hate promoting these people because nobody's paying me for this. I can't believe
nobody's paying you for that.
They need to pay me.
They need to pay you for that.
I got on some Fendi shoes today. I got some Roberto Cavalli jeans on. And honestly, one of my favorite brands right now is Versace. Because the outfits are loud. I'm into the loud shit.
Matter of fact, the last time I saw you buying Versace, you spent like $30,000.
I spent fucking $30,000. And I have a Philip Klein belt. So I'm just all caught up into this whole fashion shit. I just like to dress.
Let me ask you one thing. If somebody's going to sponsor you with Philip Klein, what is that?
Fendi.
Versace. Who would you go with?
I'll go whoever give me the fucking money, my nigga. Okay.
Whoever give Hallelujah. Me the money. Finally.
I don't give a fuck if it's goddamn...
Fashion Nova. What did Fashion Nova pay you?
They got to pay me a lot of money to wear it. But they have to make shit that's loud for me. You know, my shit stands out. Whoever gonna write the check, I don't give a fuck, it's fucking FUBU. For us, by us, okay? You remember FUBU?
Yeah, I remember FUBU. Back in the 1994, I got that vest that looked like I'm going snowboarding. You have one too? The yellow one?
Fuck no. I couldn't afford FUBU then.
Oh,
when I started making money, I went right to the big boys.
When did you start making money, Michael Blackson?
I don't know, man.
What year? Like 96, 70?
No, motherfucker. I started making money after the movie Next Friday, after my big break.
When did the Next Friday come out? 2000,
20 years ago.
Wow.
And I started going to New York and shopping and shit like that. I was raised in Philly, so I would drive to New York and I go to other stores. And
how does it feel like 10 years prior, you said, once I make money, I'm going to finally buy this fancy
items?
I'm going to
get
items.
Everything that I always wanted. The thing about me, fashion is having something that's in you. Everybody, some people have money and they cannot dress.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know what to buy. It has to be something you're born with fashion. I think it was born in me to just look crazy. I know a lot of my fans make fun of the way I dress and how I dress, but I love it. And I'm comfortable with it. So that's
what they make fun of the way you dress, but they don't know the price of that dress you're wearing.
Well, I mean, sometimes no matter how much it costs, it looks stupid, motherfucker. Okay. But I think I put it together well. Believe it or not, my last year in high school, guess what I won?
What did you win?
I won best dress, motherfucker.
No way.
In my yearbook, yes. Best dress. Fashion was my thing. You can't tell me shit.
Yeah, you were always, your future has always been a supermodel, and you became a comedian.
I ain't no fucking supermodel. What did you win in your class, in your yearbook? What did you like, most likely to what?
Most likely to fail. And look at me now. I'm a failure.
You're not a failure, man. Come on, think about it. You have a Chinese baby. You have
a Chinese baby, a woman from
Hungary.
Yeah.
Brand new jeans.
They're wondering what I'm doing right now. They know it's Tuesday, and what Tuesday is, if I'm hanging out with Michael Blackson, it's Titty Tuesday.
What, she don't like when you hang out with me?
No, she's fine with it. Nah, she's fine with it. I told her I ain't working today.
All right, well, this is ass date, man. Today is all about ass.
Oh.
I have ass guests in the house. We had titties last time. We got ass tonight. My first ass, originally from Germany, the novelist in Miami, Sabrina is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Give it up. Bring that ass over here. Ass.
Sabrina, welcome.
Ass. Nothing like ass. More ass. Give it up for Nadia. Ass.
Nadia.
Ass. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest, I met her years ago in D.C. Her ass has done nothing but get bigger. Her titties got bigger. Nothing like some titties and ass. Give it up for Nikki. Titties and ass. Ass. Titties and ass. Ass. Titties and ass. Please, you could just fart in my mouth right now. Goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yes, motherfucker, our guest. God damn, I never seen this much ass and titties in my life. Each of those ass cheeks got to be at least about 30 pounds an ass.
That's minimum. Maybe I think 80. It's 48.
My goodness gracious. I mean, you will need a long dick to hit that from the back, right?
Oh, well, I'm not sure how heavy each body part is. I know they're heavy.
I mean, that titty got to be like 25 pounds. Each titty, that's 50 pounds of titties. Ass cheek, I give the ass at least a good 40 each. That's 80 plus I went to a public school. Help me, fucking Chinese best friend.
You're going to ask a Chinese calculator, motherfucker. I lost you at 5 pounds.
I'm heavy.
I could handle all of that.
Heavy like a Chevy.
Heavy like a Chevy.
How heavy is your dick?
Well, my dick is only heavy when it's hard. Right now, I got one of those plastic men. Like, he only come to life when he needs to come to life. Right now, he's asleep.
I heard when you pull it out, it gets dark.
That too, it gets dark. Yeah,
my friend. Really,
the whole room gets dark. Okay, my dick is
surprise.
Plastic, man.
I heard the world gets dark.
The whole world, yes. At least definitely Los Angeles will get dark.
This is a lot of dirty talking here, my God.
So you're from Germany, you live in Miami. I know that. Yes. I know two of my guests are in a rush. You have to go catch a flight tonight, so I'm going to make it very quick to the point.
Catch flights, not feelings.
Ooh.
Feelings.
So, talk about catching flights, ladies. My big topic tonight is flown in. Woo! Every girl has been flown in before. Right? I want to know any kind of experience you had. You met a guy through IG and he flew you in. And like, whether something funny, something bad, like a low dick, you know, he didn't take you to an expensive restaurant or eat. What's your bad experience of getting flown in? Do you have any bad experience?
No, not so far.
So far, every nigga that flew you in been good?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Fortunately, yes.
So what if a guy fly you in, what are the chances of this guy getting some pussy? Because men feel like if they're spending any money, they feel like they should be getting some pussy. If a man fly you in, if you accept that plane ticket, are you pretty much saying like, I'm going to get this nigga some pussy?
If a man flies you in, I think you should calculate 100% chance of giving up the pussy.
What if he fly you in like a Spirit Airlines or something and he has a studio apartment in downtown LA?
If he flies you Spirit, there's no pussy. Because if I have to fight for my seat, you're not getting any pussy from me. I'm sorry. It's not happening.
But I mean, you're not going on the flight. The thing is, I have a really good scrimmage process.
Oh.
So you have to kind of pass a lot of tests. Before we get to
like a
level.
COVID test, before you
know, that's like election
all
test.
That.
What
know,
kind
I
of test?
Only fly first class. I'm sorry.
You're an expensive
but if you send me the money to book my first class flight, then I fly economy and keep the change.
That's very smart. That is very. That is an intelligent woman there, Michael Blackson.
That
she.
She
must have
a process, lady.
She must have a C in mathematics.
These new niggas is talking about buy the ticket and I'll pay you back.
What?
That's the new thing. And some of y'all favorites is doing that. I'm not going to say any names.
Ooh, please say your name. Please say your name.
No, because they always loop around. So no, I can't say names. But I'm going to tell
but
you right
can
now.
You blame him for that? I mean, what if you don't show up?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So yes. No. You're right. There's been...
That's a good
that's
question,
when you
Mike.
Go to Vegas and you gamble and you lose your money. What if you lose money gambling? You will lose money gambling.
Yeah.
Oh. You should have never tried to fly somebody out that you never met before. Yeah. If you take a chance, you take a chance. Mm. I would never be reimbursed.
So is it upfront money?
Get that straight.
Mike. Upfront money is good.
And the crazy thing about it, now I'm with the guys. I gotta, if I buy a ticket, you could easily go change that reservation to another destination.
No, you can't.
Fuck that shit.
Actually, you can't. If you buy it with your credit card,
right,
you can't.
I didn't know that.
No, you can't
you
change
the credit, but you
right,
can't change
the credit.
You keep the credit.
The credit is stuck in your fucking name.
Yes.
I'm getting
if I buy a plane ticket, if I buy a plane
ticket. What do you do, Michael Blackson?
So I'm saying, I would suggest, guys, if you're going to buy this woman plane ticket, spend an extra $200 and buy a refundable ticket. Because if you don't, and all you could get now with the COVID laws, you could change your ticket anytime. But it is in that person's name. So now I got to, if I buy a ticket for this a fucking chick and she don't show up, I got to be nice to her because I got a whole ticket in this bitch's name.
Oh, if she ends up in Dubai somewhere meeting some
no,
guy that
no,
likes
no,
it.
No, motherfucker, no. Oh. If she don't show up, I took a $500 loss. I'm like, nah, I got to use this ticket. I'm like, hey, sweetheart, I know you didn't show up last time, but I still got the shit in your name. Can you just get on this fucking flight?
But she needs to let you know that she's not showing up.
If she don't let you
know, like, you're not gonna say that.
If she's not letting
I would be
you
like,
know.
I missed my flight. I'm like, oh no.
If she lets you know,
if she pretends like, hey, I'm at the airport, I'm about to board a flight, and she's not, you never know.
Hey, Mike, you bought tickets before. You bought tickets before. Has that happened to you that she showed up somewhere else?
No, showed up. Don't give her the fucking confirmation code.
LAX at 10 p.m. Then I'm going to give you
Mike,
the
you sound like a man that worked for the airlines back then.
You're going to catch this lift at 7 p.m.
When you get to the airport, text me. I'll tell you which airline to go to, motherfucker. Wasting my $496.
Okay, let me tell you. When I happen to want to bring a girl with me in this experience of being flight around the world, I don't give the girl the confirmation code because I don't trust that the girl will show up.
Oh. What do you mean when you try to get a girl? Where you getting a girl
when I have a friend that wants to invite me and my friends, my girlfriends, I don't tell my girlfriends the information for the flight. Because a lot of them might flake, you know, and keep the credit. And I'm like, nope, you're not going to know what's the credit.
That is true. Because if they have the confirmation code, they could keep the credit. Yeah.
Wow,
it's in their name.
I usually don't give my girls the confirmation code. I'll just be like, I'll come pick you up. We all go together.
But my thing is, why men have to buy tickets? When are women going to be
any... Oh, I buy flights.
Huh?
I buy flights.
Ooh, she bought flights.
Well, I don't know if the thing is good. I'll buy flights.
The dick is good.
I buy a PS5. I buy a flight.
Hey, Mike, you always say your dick is good. Has a girl ever flow you out?
I'm not.
That's a good question. Eddie Winslow's clapping. Is that Eddie over there? I don't know. Somebody's clapping. I don't know.
Okay, one person talk at a time, please.
I don't know. This is like a fucking presidential debate. Everybody's chapping.
Sabrina, how about you?
Well,
she says she have all good experience. She must be fucking with like Jeff Epstein type niggas. You know what I mean? Donald Trump type guys.
Yeah, they fly me on a private jet. I stay there for 18
Have any
hours.
Of you been on a private jet? Anybody been on a private jet yet?
Of course, Mike. What are you looking at, bro? This is like a supermodel.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of private jet. I would never think I would ever want to do it.
Yeah, like I said, I'd rather you just cash out me the money for a first class flight.
Yeah, that means she's not going to show up. She's going to keep the money. Nadia's nickname is Cash App.
I'm sorry, the private jet is like hectic. It's like, you got to be here at a certain time.
Yeah, it's a lot of complication. Mike, she is right. It's better for the guys to cash up her the money.
I don't even want to give you my date of birth, so I'm sorry. You can send me that money. I'll book my own shit. I have mileage. I'm a gold member at American Airlines. I get free.
Gold member in there, but 25,000 miles. That's three trips to Los Angeles.
Use the mile. Like, I'll do my calculation. Yeah, I hate. And guys, they'd be like, I book your own flight. It'd be having three layovers.
Yeah, this is just like Michael Blackson.
No.
I'll buy you a ticket. I'm going to get you on a fucking buddy pass, motherfucker. You're going to be stuck in a connecting city. If I don't know you well, I'm putting you in a fucking buddy pass. Yeah.
Just in case we have to cancel the flight in a connecting flight.
Yo, every time I hop on a flight, I'm like, I'm risking my life for this.
So, all right, question. All right, so you flew in.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a great time, whatever. I don't know. Like I said, I'm thinking if a guy fly you in, he expects some pussy. I mean, I'm sure we're not children. We're not kids. We know. You're not going to go fly to a guy and be with him if you're not planning on giving him any pussy.
Yeah.
Right.
And what's up with this? Like, it's been girls who would fly on a period. Like, what the fuck is the purpose of that?
So, the flying on, okay. So, those are cubes, I guess you can say. And they're 100%, they psych themselves out mentally.
So, they're like, okay. So, I know I'm not going to fuck this man when I get there. Oh. It's more of, like I said, a psyching themselves out. I've had women psych themselves out on flights to come see me. Like, and I know, I'm not going to smut you out. You know exactly.
What women? You mean like lesbians?
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Well, not lesbians.
Just girls want to eat your pussy.
Girls, yeah. I fly girls out. They will psych themselves out mentally. I'm like, oh, I'm on my period. And then like, oh, magically, a couple of days later, they're off their period. Like, bitch.
But a lot of time.
Well, like, no, like a day. Bitch came
well, I think it's... I guess once you come and hang out, she feel your vibe and y'all gotta like
yeah,
each other.
She's like, oh, okay, my now period I like is gone. You, so it's cool. We can scissor. Like, okay, bitch.
Is that what it's called? Scissor?
Scissor. How does that work?
Scissoring? If I'm laying down, she gets on top.
No, no strap on.
Well, you know,
no, yeah, scissor. It's friction.
The gay guys call it like a sword fight.
Yeah, it's
a
scissor. Yeah, like sword
it's
fighting.
A scissor
like,
for women.
Scissor.
Click the
How can it be scissor? Is it two fingers?
It would get in the way. It's like sword fighting. That's sword fight.
Yeah.
No. So like, if y'all are both like moist,
now describe what scissors.
Oh yeah.
It's like yeah. It's like. Okay.
Have you been scissored before?
That's like a good.
That's a good question,
going
Mike.
Going back to the period thing, I think sometimes you're like at the end and it happens. And
oh no!
You're like, and if a guy is eating your blood, he's gonna love you forever. That's what
it's
I.
It's a Dracula boyfriend you have, huh?
This is like some type of
Do you like it better
formula,
when a guy eats you
the
on your period?
It happens. It's you don't want it intentionally, but.
Mike, what
you
do you think?
Is done,
have you eaten a girl
really
on
done.
Her period? Have you eaten a girl on her period?
By accident.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Mike, you look like a period eater.
I'm not a fucking period eater.
Yes, you are.
She owned you.
You know, my team, we
Michael,
eat a girl
she
pussy.
She owned you forever.
Time out. You know, the blood is inside the pussy. It's not in a clit.
Yeah,
but the blood is like Dracula blood.
Nah, she get out of the shower.
What is the difference with that or eating ass?
He
kind of
tastes like keys.
Keys.
Have you had a scissor? Have you scissored before with a girl?
No.
You never been with a woman? You know?
No.
Oh, you strictly dickly?
Yes.
You like all dick?
Yeah, only.
You like black dick, white dick, Chinese dick?
Only black.
Ooh. She...
Well, you met my friend. He's single. He's the most eligible bachelor in the United States.
What? I just want to offer my dick to her.
Mike's single. He's single. He just
In a singular relationship.
He just became single like 2 weeks ago.
The second he's single, I'd be like, oh, Mike, you single? Like, as soon as I ask him, he'd be like, no, I'm in a relationship.
No, right now he's single, ladies. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Blackson is single
this is
today.
Not, this is not about me, basically.
Michael,
this is your show. You're single.
Like,
yeah, it's a girl.
I don't
like
want
you.
To have a relationship. I'm single. It's not my fault.
It's not
I
my
don't
fault.
Want to.
I don't want this. He tells me he don't want this. I'm like, okay, good.
But
he just want to set me up.
Mike wants to have like 20 children before he turns 50.
It's official, Madasaga. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Madasagas.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation,
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
He's in a relationship with all his bitches.
No, he's single right now.
I'm faithful to all my women.
All of his bitches.
No, Mike is actually single. I just nominated him to the Bachelor show last week.
I believe he's faithful to all his women. I do believe that, 100%.
No, he's single, actually. He's really single.
I could have said that about me being single.
This is your show, Michael Blackson. There's a lot of girls that want to know are single. You're Michael Blackson is single. This is a true story.
I feel Michael Blackson treats all his girls.
No, he doesn't have a girlfriend.
With respect when they are around.
No. Michael Blackson is single.
Don't pay him no mind.
You single. You single.
Concur.
But I feel when he has his girlfriends, when he's not single, he treats them with respect.
Exactly.
Which is, I fucks with that.
I think he's in a relationship with the girl that he ate the
blood with. No. That devil is a liar.
You know, before ever in a relationship.
That voodoo shit. Hey,
Mike. No, Mike is single. Yeah.
I just don't.
I just laugh because sometimes it's really unintentional and it's like.
It is.
Yeah, Mike. When's the last time you ate blood? Like fucking Dracula on a Halloween day.
I've heard some shit.
Hey, Mike, she heard some shit about you.
Who the fuck is Andy? There's an Andy here.
Not about Mike. Just like my friend.
I have Andy here. May I stand up?
Andy, is it a boy or a girl?
Sabrina, we gotta go. What time is it?
I need to catch a flight.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us. But at least we found out that she takes the guy's money when they fly her in. So that was good to know, Nadia. Don't send Nadia any fucking money. She's not gonna show up.
You can comment down here if I ever took your money and not show up because I'm responsible and I'm trustworthy.
She would take a first class a month and then she'll fly coach. Don't trust this bitch.
Nobody cares about first class, and it's not first. It's mostly business because I'm you know
a businesswoman.
I'm reasonable, okay. So I get business, not first. And right now, flights are really cheap.
$24 round trip
Europe
to Bora Bora.
Like $2,800. Come on.
Mike, I swear to God.
You can afford that.
What? Okay. Nadia has to go. Thank you. Okay. Give me your Instagram before you leave. Get the followers. How they could follow you?
It's Maya_Sapsi. Maya for Miami _Sapsi.
M-I-A-M-I-A. Let me
M-I-A
_SABS.
And what's your
mine
Nadia?
Is Nadi Milano, NADIMILANO. That's my hometown. I'm representing.
Well, thanks for joining
Ciao,
us.
Ciao, everyone.
And I am Miss Nikki Renee.
Thank you.
Your favorite MSNIKIA. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on TikTok. Nikki Renee.
All right, I will cast out a lead, but you know me, I can't sit alone. I got to always have some. Give a big hand for Amani and Kenzie. Woo! Woo!
Yes.
Hello. Hi, ladies.
Welcome to the Michael Blackson Show.
Welcome to No Filter.
No Filter with Michael Blackson.
My next guest, I will let you guys know exactly how I met her later. Ladies and gentlemen, give her Kelly K.
Woo!
Titty.
Yeah!
Woo!
Ah!
She breastfeed my kids. All right. Well, welcome to the show, ladies. We got Imani, we got Kenzie, we got Dallas in the house, we got New York. New York in the house, son, dead ass, facts. Word to the mother, facts, son, dead ass, son, facts. New York, son.
No.
New York has no daughters. Everybody's son.
You don't use son anymore.
You don't do son anymore?
You say dead ass. Or
dead ass.
You lying.
Facts.
You lying. Or facts. That's a fact.
Facts.
Yeah, we say that's a fact.
And what do y'all say in Dallas?
We don't really have slang in Dallas. I mean, I think we just take from everybody and kind of just make it our own and put like y'all on it.
Y'all, yeah.
We sound for everything.
And Kelly K. Where's home for you? Where are you originally from?
Tennessee.
Oh, got it. Just as well.
Tennessee
snow
is like
are.
The perfect 10 nights.
Are you like Nashville or Memphis?
The stick.
Knoxville?
Like outside of Knoxville. Like outside of Knoxville. Cows, like
she's over there with like the Tennessee, what the mascot name?
Titans.
Tennessee? No.
No, the Vols.
The Vols, that's yeah. Right. That's where Manny went to school.
Yeah, we Orange.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. And what, another, somebody I knew went there too. Fucking, was it?
John Cardale Bell. Jones.
And fucking Cardale Jones. He went to Ohio State. yeah. All right, so let me introduce Kelly K. Let me tell you guys how I met Kelly K.
Yeah, how you met her, Mike?
I'm at Super Bowl. Me and Rada at Super Bowl.
2019?
2020, bitch.
2020 Super Bowl?
Yeah, right before the pandemic.
Before COVID?
Right before COVID. I'm at the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Great seats. My seats was given to me by the 49ers, even though I was cheering for the Chiefs. I hope the 49ers don't see this.
They're going to see it, Mike. I mean, this is going to be the biggest podcast in the world.
So I'm at Super Bowl having a great old time.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, some snow bunny jumps on the field.
Was it like
that's you?
That's the bitch right there.
No! That's her?
That's the motherfucker.
Oh, no.
And the security attack, they had to stop the show.
They
stopped the game.
Everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, can you?
Can you do a reenactment?
Is that reenactment? What, you going to jump on my lap, motherfucker?
No, jump right here like Snow Bunny.
It was a 10-foot wall. I can't really reenact
10-foot wall? Yeah. You jump a 10-foot wall?
Yeah, she pretty much jumped over my dick.
Oh, she's like
oh my God. You jump a 10-foot wall and you start running?
Yeah, and I got tackled. And it, like she got tackled.
You got tackled by like a defensive back from the...
I wish, no. But no, by like the security.
Security?
Yeah, but it jumped in front of the media, so there's like a play-by-play pictures of me getting
there
tackled.
There's so
professional.
Much footage of her.
Yeah, we're going to play that on this
there
podcast.
There are different people that posted her. There are people that equally love you and hate you for what you did.
Michael Blackson does love you. That's why you're here today.
I was there.
Matters.
I saw it right in my face. I have it on video. I sent it to you.
You did, yeah.
I caught it on video.
Like, that bitch is my hero.
You are everybody's hero, you know.
American hero, you know, trying
American
to
American hero.
And you were with your friends, and your friends are like, woo.
I was by myself.
She did it by, she jumped by herself.
I think just the people.
The butcher, everybody was cheering.
I was like excited for her. I was like,
I was very happy for her.
Yeah, no, I went by.
Did a titty pop out? Did anything pop out?
I wish. No, at the end, I showed my ass. Yes. I got this dress custom tailored to Velcro up the side so I could just rip it off. And I had this bright neon bikini.
You didn't get a chance to rip it off.
I didn't get a chance to rip it off because as soon as I landed to run, I know, but I honestly blacked out during it. My adrenaline was so high. I was sober, but I mean, the energy of the Super Bowl is already crazy in there. And then like jumping off of that, my adrenaline.
What's that noise? Is that a phone? What's that noise?
Yeah,
oh, that was Kelly's phone.
Oh, it was hiding.
Okay,
sorry.
Give her a phone.
That's amazing.
It might be the security call.
Might be, yeah, the Super Bowl security. They found out they're talking about him.
I didn't just get arrested. I got interrogated by the FBI.
No!
By Homeland Security.
Wow.
I got detained for 9 hours in questioning. They said it was a matter of terrorism. And I was like, I'm just putting it out to the public. So now every time I go through customs, I get secondary inspection.
Holy fuck.
They're
you're
like,
on the list.
I'm on the list. My entry gets X'd every time.
Oh my
the
God.
Last two times I've come back in the country this year, I've been stopped and I had drugs on me.
Get pre-checked.
But I got...
Yeah, she's not qualified for pre-checked.
First of all, when you say you get stopped and you have drugs on you, like, where do you put your drugs at?
Well, I mean, I have, like, prescription that are prescribed to me, but I had other things in them that wasn't prescribed to me. But I just play it off like I'm crazy, and I'm like, "You can call my attorney," and like blah blah, because I can get prescriptions for them. It's just when I travel, I kind of throw them all. It was Xanax and Adderall.
That's regular.
Okay, that's regular. I'm thinking that you're talking about like marijuana.
The first time when I came back from Jamaica, I had magic mushroom pills that I brought there, but I forgot I had them. Like when I pack my bags, I kind of just throw everything, all my like toiletries and stuff, and those magic mushroom pills. I'm pretty sure they're legal here, like legal in Colorado, Oregon now.
No, they're not.
They're not? Okay. Well,
she knows. She's a drug addict. She should know.
Weed addict. I'm telling her what's going on.
Do you have any magic mushroom pills for me and Michael Blackson?
I don't do no drugs.
I don't do mushrooms. I do weed. That's it.
I took him to Jamaica because I'm like, oh, like I might do them on the beach, whatever. Didn't do them. Forgot I had them. Came back through. Got the secondary inspection. And they were like, what is this? And I was like, it's an herbal supplement. And so they brought out this machine called the Gemini. And it's like this huge machine to test drugs.
Was this machine made in June, motherfucker?
I don't know. But they were like, I was like texting my attorney like on the sly. I was like, I'm going to jail, like please get ready to bail me out. And they tested it and they can't. I mean, I don't think that machine is equipped to test psilocybin because it's so new. It's probably there to test like heroin, crack, stuff like that. Wow. So they put the mushrooms back in my suitcase and let me go.
Wow.
And so when I got back home, I threw them away. I was like, I can't.
Americans can get away.
My supplier wants to get you super high.
No, that ain't not gonna happen.
What?
They gotta pay me to get high.
Here.
Yeah, Mike doesn't even smoke marijuana.
He's out here.
Yeah, Mike doesn't smoke
marijuana.
The only thing that get him high is maybe Tylenol if he has a headache.
Plus he get me high.
Yeah.
He's like, I need to get Mike high.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's pretty crazy. I mean, Super Bowl was lit.
So what happened? Did he, your friend bail you out?
It was already like planned. So yeah, they were prepared to bail me out. But when I did it, I didn't have my phone on me. All I had was $100 and my ID. I went there, met my friend at the Super Bowl carnage. I was like, take my phone. I'm about to do this shit. And so when I got out of jail, I didn't have a phone. I didn't have a number to call my friends. So I had to go back into the police station, which is the last place you want to go after you just get out of jail, and ask them to call me a taxi.
Oh, my God. A taxi.
9 hours.
I was like 24 hours.
Oh, you spent the night?
Oh, that's not bad.
First of all, what time did they lock you up?
They locked me up at 7. And
yeah, so it's over. You're going to have to get out the next day.
Yeah, but I was detained in the bottom of the Coliseum for 9 hours before being transported to jail.
I saw that. Yeah,
it was crazy.
Okay, I have to ask.
Was that your first time in jail?
No.
Well, Mike, she's streaking like, Germany and Russia.
What was it for? Like,
it was for my friend Vitaly. Do you guys know Vitaly? He does crazy pranks on YouTube. And he's streaked a bunch of stuff before, but he can't get in trouble anymore. He's trying to get his citizenship. He's not an American citizen.
Didn't he just have like a big case?
Yeah, he did.
So did he pay you to do that?
He didn't pay me, but the Super Bowl ticket was $10,000. I was wearing his bikini. It was a bright pink bikini that said Vitaly and Censor.
You didn't get the take.
No, but like I got the press from him and I like gave him credit.
Yeah,
I was, you know,
it's press.
I uploaded pictures on my Instagram in the bikini. But I mean, you think that, but then when you jump 10 feet on the ground and you start running and you're just adrenaline's pumping, you know.
Yeah, you're not really thinking.
So how many followers did you have before you jump and then after?
I think I had almost 200,000 and then I gained like 100,000 from doing
it. That's it?
Yeah,
that's,
maybe
that's
a little
bit. That's not bad. That's real. She didn't buy it. It was like real followers. It's hard to get real followers. 100,000 is a lot for jumping 10 feet.
Ten feet is a long feet.
It's huge. I'm 5'2". Like,
oh my God. This is like Bugsy Bogues trying to dunk on a 10-foot basketball game.
No, so the seats are 10 seated. Feet.
Yeah.
I was
behind
the field
you land, it's 10 feet.
Yeah. So you jump over, it was probably. And like I jumped over a bunch of people. I literally like ran down the stairs and was like,
and halted off. And then
it was early. It was like right before the halftime, right? What was it?
Yeah, it was early. It was like first half. My mistake. I should have done it at the end.
I was there. I have it on video. I put it on video.
She should have jumped on top of your head and then jumped there.
She was on the other side. She was right behind the goalpost.
Yeah.
Right.
So for the month leading up to the Super Bowl, I did research. I looked at the maps of the stadium. Oh, I called people acting like I was a celebrity's assistant, trying to get them seats, trying to figure out where to sit. Because if you sat on the sidelines, there's no chance in hell. There's like two walls. Oh, so I did all this research and like picked the seat that I was in. Which was a good seat. I think I should have just had a decoy. I think if like I had somebody jump before me, then I could have done it or waited a little bit longer.
Should have asked Michael Blackson, he would have done it.
Oh my God.
I swear to God, he would have done it.
I'm not a white woman with blonde hair and titties. I was going to jail for 24 years when I fucked.
You would have headlocked your ass and suffocated. Yeah. With the first death on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they would have beat the shit out of me.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Even your own friends in the Super Bowl be like, fuck, oh, this motherfucker. Bam.
I feel like now I know for next time, but with everything going on in the world, I feel like unacceptable to do that now. I feel like, yeah, people may have hated me then, but I feel like now
they're
like,
gonna love you more. On, you should do
I
it
don't
like
know, like during COVID and all this crazy shit. Yeah. If I like ran on a,
she did the research like a terrorist. Let me tell you something. No. For 9/11,
yeah,
those terrorists made calls to book these flights. You know what they did to make sure the flights were empty? They bought a lot of seats on the plane. They did research. They bought a lot of seats on the plane, so the plane could be empty, so that's less people that have to fight.
Oh.
Because a lot of the flight they got on, it was like very light.
Only girls that are in.
They bought a lot of, because the weird thing about it, I remember when it happened, I worked for the airlines at that time.
Oh.
It was the last job I had. I worked for the airlines.
That's a
for,
good one.
I worked for US Airways when this happened. And I remember I knew a lady that worked at the ticket counter. She said, for some strange reason, the day before it happened, some Middle Eastern guy came to the airport, because pretty much the way East Coast, trying to get a plane that's full with gas coming to the West Coast, that it could just throw in these buildings. So you need an empty plane with a lot of gas going from the East Coast to the West Coast. She said some guy came to, and thank God none of the flights came from Philly. It was like Boston, like Newark and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
But she said she remembers some guy coming to the ticket counter trying to buy a bunch of tickets from Philly to like San Diego.
Oh.
Luckily, it didn't happen out of Philly. But these are the plans, just like she made a phone call. She's a fucking terrorist, man.
That's why I was being questioned.
But she's a safe terrorist, Mike. But
no, they were so serious and they were like, you know, this is a matter of terrorism because if you can so easily run on the field, what does that make it look like for us? Blah, blah. They're like, so many people watch the Super Bowl and are at the Super Bowl. Like, they were so angry. And I was like,
oh, you made a mockery of me.
Yeah.
She got away with it because she's a blonde haired Tennessee girl.
She's good.
Now that should be me. I have two black eyes, busted legs, 10 years in jail, and then I'll get deported right after that. Whatever.
Yeah, might be working living in Ghana somewhere.
They didn't believe me. I was just, I mean, at first I wasn't talking. Okay, when they took me off the field, I wouldn't walk.
Yeah.
I was being such a brat. I literally like
dragged
like,
your feet like a snow bunny.
So they had to pick me up and carry me. They like set me on the golf cart. Like I was being such a bitch. I wouldn't talk. I think that's why I was in questioning for so long, because I wouldn't talk. And then they were like, did Vitaly put you up to this? Blah, blah, blah.
Or they knew about the guy.
Yeah, Vitaly's known for doing stuff like this. His ex-girlfriend streaked the soccer one.
Yes.
The World Cup. World Cup in Turkey or somewhere.
Wow.
And so this is YouTube world. Like this is some stuff you guys wouldn't really know. It's like YouTube, TikTok world.
Yeah.
So Mike, like we just opened our own YouTube a year ago.
Like they knew. And then once they knew that I was like affiliated with him, they were like, where is he? Like, is he here? Because he's completely, it would be so illegal for him to be there. And they were like, there's no way you came by yourself. I was like, I took an Uber by myself.
He
came
coerced by myself,
you.
Blah, blah, blah.
You went to the game by yourself.
Yeah. All I had was my phone, $100.
Who you getting your phone to then?
Carnage. Do you know Carnage?
She was there with you?
It's a guy. Yeah, he was like up in the boxes. I like texted him. I was like, come meet me and grab my phone and my drugs that I had on me. And
so he's an accomplice. Did they question him too? What did they know?
I wouldn't say. I said I didn't bring my phone. I said I showed up like this. I already had my ticket, everything. Solid.
Well, they wanted to see your phone, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, where's Vitaly?
Phone is everything.
I said, Vitaly's on a yacht somewhere getting fucked up.
Our phone incriminate us so much. I knew a girl, right, that came from like out of the country.
Probably Canada.
Came to America. No, further out.
Oh.
Came to the United States just to hang out, right? She goes through customs. She had a visa, everything. She's came to visit friends, whatever. The motherfucker immigration guy asked, so decides to take her phone, grab her phone, type in her phone, work. And we pushed that shit came up that she worked last time she was here. And she had no rights to work in America. They sent that bitch right back on the plane. She can't come to the country for like 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, there's
everything's in your phone.
Yeah, one of my friends.
You ever come, best thing to do, just, you can't even clear this thing out. Just,
no.
You gotta come with a new phone.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can.
Yeah, like a secondary phone. Yeah.
So when they typed in work.
Because she doesn't have a visa to work in America. So they try to find out if, and they know you've been here before, and you know you're a pretty girl, they figure out you did some work. And a lot of the pretty girls do like bottle service, shit like that. Well, you don't need papers to do it. A club guy will hire you without no work permit. So all the immigration guys smart, he typed in work and he started reading everything that had to do with work in her phone. And something in there said that she worked at some club last time she was there.
So Mike,
so you illegally work, so now you're getting deported. You could come in for 5 years.
Yeah, they're so strict on it. My friends come from Canada and she's also flagged to come in because she's traveled so much. And she always clears her phone, deletes her WhatsApp, deletes all her pictures. They're so strict on it.
That's scary.
Yeah.
So they have to misspell work from torque then. I mean, the customs not going to find out. Like T-W-E-R-K from W-O-R-K.
Well, we glad you're out of jail.
Yay!
What are you going to do next? Is it, I mean, the NBA was in a bubble.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't getting the fucking bubble.
NBA is in lockdown, and I know the bitch because...
You tried
so you know some bitches that made it to the lockdown?
That nurse. I know the nurse.
Oh, the nurse. Oh, the nurse that got in trouble. Some player got in trouble.
Because he was listening
for hanging out with a guy from the NBA.
He says a COVID nurse.
She's a nurse.
COVID
nurse. The COVID nurse.
Was she one of them?
She was fucking with him.
Oh, that's
Does she at least have a nurse outfit on?
No, Mike, the NBA player got in trouble because hanging out with the nurse.
I can't.
It was
that.
A big one. No, it was a big one.
No. She's that's not what she said.
No, yes, she said that's
a,
what she
a
said.
A girl pretend to be a nurse.
No, she worked as a nurse.
She worked as a nurse.
It's in the news. Yeah, it's in the news.
He's not the only one.
Yeah.
So the nurse fucked a couple of them guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I can see that happening.
Man, shall not live by bread alone, motherfuckers. We need pussy.
Particular one. Somebody who's actually married.
What's his name?
Oh, what's his name? It's okay. You can tell us. Nobody's going to know this Michael Blackson podcast.
It was in the news. It was in the news.
Well, nobody knows that he fucked them. Now he's a...
He got caught with her. So.
Yeah. Tell us. It's okay. Nobody's
going to know. It's in the news, though, right? I should have to tell. I mean, it could be my homie too. I don't want to bring him up. It could be a friend of mine too, right?
Yes.
I probably know him, don't I?
You do know him.
Is that LeBron James?
No, LeBron James.
Could you not mention my buddy's name?
No, it's not. No, LeBron's clean as fuck. That's one thing I can't say. LeBron is clean.
Stephon Curry.
Don't cheat.
Steph Curry didn't make the fucking playoffs.
Steph Curry, don't cheat. Steph Curry, black man, don't cheat.
Dikembe Mutombo.
So, all right, this is one of the subjects. Listen, this is one of the subject of jail because I was watching today I was on Netflix watching a show about women killers.
Mm-hmm. Women killers?
Yeah, like it was crazy. So now women do go to jail.
Yeah, they do, Mike.
She went to jail for terrorists and jumping on the fucking Super Bowl. It wasn't your first time. You been to jail 3 times?
Yeah, what's the first
time? Do you have a picture of your mugshot?
What did you go to jail for all the time? Are you killed discussing it? Was he like,
I can discuss it. And it's fucked up because I got one of them expunged off my record after years. The second
after how many years?
After like 7 years. I
thought it was like 10 years for expungement.
No, 7.
I think it's 7.
When did you commit the murder? When you were 10?
But whenever I went through, every time I go through customs, they're like, oh, you did this. And I was like, I didn't know those were on my record still. It's actually fucked up. A week before the Super Bowl happened on January 25th. I'll never forget. I went to jail for a DUI at 3 a.m. I was driving back to Hollywood from the Valley and I blew under the legal limit and they still took me to jail.
This is the Mother Sucker Podcast with Michael Blackson. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, rate, comment, and share wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I was driving, but I blew under the legal limit. But if you blow under the legal limit and they just feel like being assholes, they can take you in for safety hazards.
And then blow you again.
Yeah, I blew under. So then I had to hire an
attorney. So it's DUI. Okay, that's not
then that same day I was walking across Sunset, got hit by a car.
Got hit by a car?
Same day. And then a week later, God. I ran on the field at the Super Bowl.
And
so
you
it was
were
really
drunk,
hectic.
Drunk
the same
no,
day?
Great
offense. Hold on, time out. That's two times.
Three times.
The other one was when I was 18. I don't really
want to
talk about it.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. But whatever, I've been
sometimes
there.
You selling pussy, it's okay.
No, it was not.
Okay.
She was. I used to be in like a
how about you? Better jail.
Yeah, drugs. Just drugs.
Okay. Right. High drugs. Or selling?
It's selling and high. Both.
They could. You go to jail for being high?
Yes.
You
yes.
could?
Yes.
I had a DUI. I didn't have a HII.
You had a DUI before?
DUI driving under influence. They say
high
under
influence.
Don't
charge
me
after DUI. You're high.
They'll
put it under
that's
DUI.
That's like being drunk.
Okay, it's the same thing.
Yeah, that'll be your charge, DUI.
It might
have you been to jail?
No.
Mrs. Good Girl.
Good Girl.
Good Girl in a house.
I had a pastor as a father. If I went to jail.
Oh, those are the biggest
pastors. Oh, yeah, but my mother's an evangelist.
I mean, I'm kind of a retired cop.
Anthony
for real, retired cop, and you still went to jail.
Exactly. But
why did you go to jail for Miss Innocent Butterflies on her arms?
Rather not.
She don't want to talk about it. Ooh. Chinese best friend being locked up.
Fuck no. In my house, yeah. Chinese baby mama.
Probably scarier than any cop ever. So I would never want to mess with Asian parents. Like
they're strict as fuck.
Yeah, they're on some like.
No, not my parents. My Chinese baby mom locked me up.
They want their child to learn math.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
They want their kid to learn math. First thing, you need to learn math. You're not saying.
Hey, Mike. Well, was that the time you got locked up with Kevin Hart?
Oh my goodness.
That was
I
the
got
time.
Locked up before.
Kevin Hart.
That was one of the 9-hour things, right? It's a long story. I'm making short.
Yeah, so make it long.
Me, Kevin Hart, another comedian, Tere Gordon.
Bucky.
And whatever. Buckwild is this nigga in Philly.
Yeah.
I know. Nobody should hang with this nigga, okay?
Why?
Nothing about him is real. He lies about everything.
If
this nigga tell me that's his mother, I'm like, nigga, that's not your fucking mother.
That's your father.
That's your fucking grandmother, my father. He lied. So here we are. We about to go to New York to do a show. This is early in our career. This happened in 1999.
Oh my God, 1999. That's before George
it
Bush
was
became president.
Before I did Next Friday, 1999.
Yeah.
Me, Kevin Hart, Tere Gordon, Buckwild driving to New York to do a show. So we all met at this place in Philly, met at this one club. We decided to take one person's car. Uh-huh. We get in a wrong nigga's car.
Oh.
But all his shit is just illegal. He had the car with the less miles. So
I wouldn't believe Mike would go wiggle with that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin, forget your car.
Like, Kevin, leave your piece of shit. Was all broke young comedians coming up. I'm like, I'm not putting miles on my car. Fuck you. Kevin, nobody getting your piece of shit.
Yeah.
Right? Teray, you don't even have a car. But God, I got. This is 1999. He probably had like a 92 Nissan Maxima. Nice.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's something you trust.
We chose his car.
Yeah.
We trust the car.
Yeah.
The question, we should have never trust the license plate. What we did in Philly back in the day, let's say if you get a lot of tickets on your car, okay, from parking, all you got to do is just go to DMV and be like, hey, just take the plate off, be like, somebody stole my license plate. And you get a new plate.
What? You could just do that there? Yeah. No, not here in LA.
That was 1999. Things have changed
now. Oh my God.
So listen, this is back then, right? So Buck had a plate on his car that it was one of those plates somebody reported in the past. You know, like somebody had a lot of tickets and reported a plate. He had that plate on his car.
Oh my God.
So now, and the guy, whoever had that plate before reported the plate, stole it. So we on the turnpike going to New York. We in Jersey now. We're around like Newark, New Jersey. Yeah, we like very close to New York.
Yeah.
Right? State trooper. And mind you, here's the crazy thing about it. Buck didn't feel like driving. Guess who the idiot that volunteered to drive?
Michael Blackson.
African motherfucker.
No!
I'm driving his car. State trooper. I see a state trooper. I'm nervous for some reason. I hate the brakes. I just look suspicious.
You hate the brakes? So what do you mean?
Make a long story short, he pulls us over. They read a license plate. The thing that comes up on the license plate is stolen property.
Ah!
So now guess what they think?
You're the stealer.
They think the car is stolen.
By you. You're the driver.
You got fucking man. They think the car is stolen. They pulls it out. They pull us out with guns.
Oh!
My bitch ass don't know what to do. I've never been pulled up with a gun before. They're like, get out your car, put your hands up. I'm like, walk backwards. I'm like, they're like, Mike, you gonna get shot, motherfucker. Make a long story short, was we end up like spending some time in jail till they figure it all out. Buck had some fake money and he had counterfeit
fake money. Fake money? Oh! That's before Kevin Hart had like 1,000 followers on Instagram.
We didn't have Instagram back then. It was no Instagram. Oh,
yeah, that's the first time.
1999.
Instagram was not yet. MySpace.
Oh, MySpace. I had like eight friends.
Maybe and MySpace.
Facebook wasn't even there yet.
No. Facebook
came
one
out like
day,
2000.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't think there was
anything. Hey Mike, so how you know?
I don't think MySpace came out like 03.
Oh my God.
Maybe 04.
So that's my jail story.
No, but I heard an episode where Kevin Hart goes at. Don't worry, guys. I'm the African king of comedy. That's why you said to the
how I was bitching like a bitch. I'm not gonna get into that. Let's get to one more thing before we get out of here. I want to talk about like I've never directly ever paid for pussy. It's a sucker move. I never believe in paying. I know men all pay for pussy indirectly, whether it's flying a woman out, taking her out to dinner, or you want to buy her a present or whatever. I'm just curious to what is the price of pussy now.
$350 to $500. I can tell you that right now because I'm on Twitter and a lot of these girls are advertising their price. As far as time, see, I got hit with a loop today by my beautiful young friend over here. She said it was an hourly or is that for the night? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know. All I know is it's $350.
Is that a COVID
I've
price?
Booked pussy for $350 to $500.
Is that a COVID?
I've had girls come out to do content for roughly $350 to $500. And they didn't wince. They didn't bat an eye. I didn't even give them the money cash. They just wanted to get flown out and taken care of. So I get them flown out, hotel room, food, content. So they at least make money. I throw some followers their way. I throw some subs their way.
And you eat the pussy too.
Yeah.
Y'all do the scissors thing.
Yeah, we do the,
the scissors?
Yeah, we do.
That one? I've never heard of a scissor until the scissors.
We scissor, we do stuff, we give each other rug burn. But you know what I'm saying? That we make money. I don't promise anything. I just make sure that they know if you come out here, I'm going to make sure you're good. Okay. If you decide to take bookings while you're in LA.
Interject. You know how you say, I don't do anything and I make sure you guys good. Do you feel like you're one of them?
Do I feel like
Not that I can't get booked per se. I can't get booked. I've had guys throwing prices at me. I've had guys cuss me out and get mad at me. I'm like, you're on OnlyFans. You don't take bookings? The fuck kind of bitch are you? I'm like, yeah, I'm confused. And I'm not really that desperate for dick to where I'd have a nigga pay me to fuck them. Uh-huh. And I feel like I'm a little more active in bed than I'd like to be. So I feel like if I got
to So you're more of a carpet muncher.
In a way. Well, it's going to be a particular carpet.
I got you.
And you know what I'm saying? The carpet's got to be...
Michael Blackson's carpet.
I need a scrub carpet. Like, if the carpet isn't scrubbed, then I don't want to eat it.
Scrub means wax and shave.
Yeah, wax, shaved. I need paperwork on it. Yeah, I need to make sure that there's no new owners. You know what I'm saying?
My mind is so innocent, Michael Blackson. I thought she was talking about a carpet.
Who was the last... I need the Carfax on the carpet.
Oh, Carfax report?
I need the Carfax on the carpet before I get the munching. But, you know, I understand, and I will put my mouth on a girl before I put my mouth on a guy. Because, not saying that girls are less active, but... It's easier for guys to just like, I'm going to stick my dick in you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, then like, girls taking her clothes off. Like, okay, take it out.
Well, girls, you have a lot of juice coming out of pussy. Guys, it's just dry balls and dick.
Sometimes it's not about that.
Though. That. It's just
it's
like.
About, if you, I understand where you're coming from.
Like,
you're
if I got my girlfriend.
You're putting your tongue on a female.
Right.
You can be cool with that female.
Right.
Sometimes guys, they be like, oh, she sucked my dick.
Right.
Fuck that bitch.
Right.
She did it already. Fucked her. That's it. We're going to be real with each other.
Right. Like, so I can eat a bitch pussy.
I don't do nothing for her no more.
Right. I can female eat a bitch pussy and be like, bitch, you want to go hang out and go to the mall later?
Get drinks?
Yeah, bitch, exactly. Yes. Let's go. And maybe I eat some pussy later.
It's totally
it's
different.
Not even like, it's not even like, like it. It's no pressure. It's just
please repeat the last 30 seconds.
We chilling.
Guys, sometimes I just personally feel like.
It's the vibes. It's not even about on
the once you guys get the female that you guys want, you guys start to feel yourself a little way too much.
Right. Like, I'm about to drop dick in this bitch.
And then they want something else. Like, I got this bitch already. She know if I call her, I could fuck her. And I could call a new female that I've been wanted. And forget about that girl. Females, on the other hand, we all hang together.
We love, like, stability.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. I can call this bitch anytime.
We don't
have good
vibes.
We watch scary movies.
Exactly.
And we can scissor and do shit. And it'll be cool. They go scissor.
I heard that earlier.
You know what I'm saying? We can scissor. And it's not going to be emotional. And it's not going
to
be
weird. It doesn't have to be like that.
It don't have to be like that. We best friends. We besties. Like, oh, I'm going to call my best friend.
We became best friends. That's why scissor happens.
So it's less. I feel like it's less complicated.
The girls.
Like, even if she get a boyfriend, I'm like, oh, bitch, I'm happy for you. I'm going to come eat your pussy later,
sometimes,
but I'm happy for you.
And then the boyfriend going to be like, yo, Tom, come over.
Like, but sometimes the boyfriend gets excited. I'm like, no, it's not like that. No, I'm for her. I'm not for you. But you know what I'm saying? But then you got to set the boundaries. That's when they get, then it gets choppy.
When you do that, though, when you, I'm for you, the boyfriend gets jealous. And he's like, I don't want you hanging out with that girl no more. That's the truth.
Okay. Kelly, how much would you charge for your pussy if you had to, like, if
you're single?
Is there a price?
There's no price. I'm the same way. I make my own money, and I would just never, like, I make my money on OnlyFans. I've made my money other way. I've worked hard for my shit, and there's just...
Mike, OnlyFans make a lot of money.
You just can't put a price on it.
$500,000 a year.
You can't put a price on it because I can't really just, like, fuck people. Like, I need it to be intimate.
Love.
I need to like them. I need to be attracted because, like, I'm not going to fuck somebody if I'm not going to get off. Exactly. And I've hooked up with people where I haven't gone off, and I'm like, why the fuck did I just waste my pussy on that? So I just don't do
Absolutely.
It anymore. You know, like, I just got to a point in my life... Yeah, I do. I do a lot of shit with girls. I love girls. I think women are beautiful.
Yes.
And if
I love girls,
like she said, I bet you do.
Thanks to OnlyFans Caesars.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just easier. It's easier.
Right.
It's easier.
Right. So, yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's easier to just be like, hey, bitch,
not like
you
that.
Like, and she'll be like, yeah, bitch.
Women nowadays make more money than NBA players. Okay.
It's easier for you. Like, you say that to a guy, like, you don't think I'm clean.
Women becomes a whole guys thing.
Guys
lie.
Okay, no, it's not even like that. It's like, I'm going to do some things with you.
Guys lie.
You think if Michael Blackson opens his own OnlyFans, he's going to be successful?
Oh, my God. He would make a lot of money.
He will make more money than Tiger.
I'm not. I went back to work. I'm back telling jokes. I was very close. I was close.
Come on, man. You should be
I'm telling you, if they would have stopped audience from coming out, I would have had to do OnlyFans.
Mike, I think you'll be a successful OnlyFans.
A lot of people
for $19.95 a month, that would sell my kid the books.
You would make so much money just for
that. Not me. I don't care about your OnlyFans, but I think Mike is a very interesting
guy. But that's why it's called OnlyFans.
Hey, Mike, it's not too late. You could open OnlyFans. I think you make more money than Tiger. You'd be Lion King.
You would be the next Bella Thorne.
The Lion King.
You got a big dick.
Bella Thorne?
You'd be the black Bella Thorne.
Black belt. He's a black belter.
I'm a role model to my African village.
So yeah, he's going to open up a little school.
Put your dick out, and then it would just get dark.
No, I think Mike is better than that. He's going to have his own school. You're elementary.
My OnlyFans ain't working no dick.
If my dick is out, I'm going to close my school the first
his
week.
His mother is going to abandon him. He only cares about one person in this world, his mother.
My school had to just teach twerking and
his mother would kill him.
Tumble song.
Yeah, he only cares. His mother goes, Michael Blackson, all I want is a school and not for you to do anything stupid. That
so there's no price. Ladies, are pricing your pussy?
That's just played out.
It's play
out.
Love. How about love?
I mean, we
Mike, it's more. It's not even like, about price now, Mike. I think it's love.
Okay, realistically, I'm gonna put a price on it.
Okay, yeah, please do.
$2.5 million.
I hope that's.
And I'll, you can have and all of the pussy and when the mouth. You could probably have my belly button too.
$1 million. That's a lot of money.
Bitches are out here selling. These third world countries are out here selling their virginity for $1 million.
A lot of money. That's a lot.
Yes, $300. But you got me something else.
Is that 2.5 million? Is that in Nigerian naira?
Hey, Mike, how much is a 2.5 naira?
It's about $350.
No joke.
I got $100,000 for you. I'm like, nigga, you know damn well I ain't doing. Is that in USD?
Mike, you know what? The girls now, they like feelings, love, and passion.
Yeah, but no, also I think that.
I need
you want to know what's crazy?
I'm good aggressive. Dude.
What do you think?
I feel like we're like in this new age. I mean, we are in the age of Aquarius. It's a feminine energy. We've been in the age of Pisces for so long. Yes. That was a masculine energy. So we've just fully entered Aquarius, which is very feminine. So I feel like all of these females are realizing, not that they didn't realize it before, but a lot stronger. It's a stronger feminine energy. We don't need a guy for anything. We can make our own money. We're not getting played. We're not
women have more money than men.
Not to cut you guys off, but I just feel like there's a lot of females that been there, done that, did it. And they're tired. Like, you know what? I'm tired of being outside. It's time for me to actually meet somebody that's there for me.
Right. And until then,
everything else.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, there's a lot of females.
The most important thing of all, we have the first female vice president.
Hey! Who's the vice president?
That shit right there. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Kamala. Miss Kamala Harris. Yeah, but women, you're just empowering right now.
And yeah, it's the time for the women.
Yeah, making their own money.
I think women make more money than men.
They are making more money.
I feel like if it wasn't for coronavirus, those females would have seen as much potential that we have.
I think women make more money now. How much would a girl pay for Michael Blackson's dick? That's what your question
is. What the fuck is going on?
We're trying to sell you, Mike.
I'm not a fucking prostitute.
Honestly, if you did
Mama, Mike, you would go up how much would you pay for him?
Would you pay me $5,000 to fuck me?
Would I pay you?
If you really like
actually,
it.
Yes. Can I
Can
she film it?
Can I film it?
Oh, hell no.
No, that'd be worth more than that. At least like
$80. That's the only way I'm going to pay my $5,000 back.
$250.
That's the only way I'm
going to make $250,000.
Oh, okay. My God, you're lowballing yourself. I'm like,
listen, that's the only way I'm going to make my $5,000. If I go there, fucking Michael Blackson. That's the only way I'm gonna make my five.
Yeah, that's the one. That's too small. Yeah, that's too small. Ray J made more money than that.
Mike, Ray J didn't make anything off that sex tape.
Huh?
Ray J didn't make
Michael Blackson had a sex tape. He didn't make that much. But that was like
neither did Kim.
Before COVID.
No, you can ask.
Do you guys feel as if like since they got
anything off that tape?
But you don't think that they got something bigger than when they was bigger
they
and in a
clout.
Big
it's
position?
It's about the clout.
I feel like they made a lot more money than being together.
Right.
They got more richer. They made millions off of that.
That's
really
but
talk
I
about
think
that.
If the right. next person to have a sex tape with Michael Blassie is going to go up higher than Ray J and Kardashian.
Okay, nobody even knows fucking sex
not necessarily. There's so many sex tapes.
It's going to be higher than that. $1 million.
So
Mike, what do you think?
I've got a
sex tape. She don't have $1 million fucking dollars. She don't have
$1 million. If somebody's going to pay you, how much would you pay?
Who has $1 million to pay
you? Oh, come on, Mike. Don't underestimate your fame, Michael.
But didn't Kim Kardashian, she only got rich off of that?
Okay, yeah. How much?
No, they were already rich.
Well, her father was rich, cool, okay. But it's like they got rich off of that.
No, they got rich out of that. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's 100% fact. But Mike, if somebody's gonna pay you, you're the African king of comedy. You're more famous than anybody. Mike,
why don't you go do a sex tape, fucking Chinese?
No, fuck no, I can't have a sex tape right now. I'm neutered. No, I'm not neutered. I'm slightly neutered. But how much would you accept for a sex tape with some girl?
Who's gonna pay for this?
I mean, you don't know. I mean, they make more money than you.
If a girl has an equal enough clout, say maybe not even half the clout you got, but if you got a girl that you,
I'd do more.
Yeah, how much?
Yeah, right. Zamore doesn't.
What's your price? Can you ask him?
It will go gangbusters.
Can you ask him?
It will be top. Like I would not see nothing but y'all sex tape on my feet.
Can you ask him? Twitter. How much would you charge for a sex tape?
If you and Zamore put a tape out, I'd subscribe to your OnlyFans. Dead ass.
What is it? Gentlemen,
just so I can see. Just so I can see.
I'm building a whole school in a village.
I would subscribe next month, but just so I can see that video of y'all together, I would be like, Thank you for the compliment.
Mike, at least you're worth something.
You don't have nothing else to build back.
Well, okay, how much is it? At least, just in case, you know, how much. If you were a billionaire, how much would you pay?
So how the game goes on OnlyFans, I guess Zamora, I think she's like $10 a month or $9.99 a month. She would have to turn around and sell the video for a fee.
Like
so she'd be like, okay, I got me and Michael Blackson $100.
That's right.
15-minute video. And it's like her and Michael Blackson doing
that. And that's how she'll make the money. Minutes.
But that would be like a $100 video. You get what I'm saying? Because it's two big names. You know what I'm saying? So if
she's
me and Michael
smart.
Blackson.
She must be
I'm marketing genius when it comes to the OnlyFans. If me and Michael Blackson did a video together, I'd probably sell it for
$80. $80 a video?
Yeah, 80 a piece. My price is $6.99.
That's going to be bootlegging Nigeria somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? They know I'm going to do some wild shit. They know I'm going to say some wild shit. I'm not a porn star, but you can get bang for your buck.
So back to OnlyFans. So sometimes your fans want to see your man fuck you. Is that what it is?
Yes. They're upset. I don't do
that. Do they want to see the man fuck you, right?
I always want to
see. Have you done with a guy yet on OnlyFans?
Yeah. One, but I don't really like. It was somebody I was dating. It was an old video.
Oh, okay.
I always wanted to ask a question, though. For OnlyFans, do you guys screenshot? Do the fans screenshot?
Oh, absolutely.
Isn't that scary, though? Like, aren't you afraid for, like, people to post your shit?
A lawyer or a DMCA.
Okay.
They'll go out there and try to take it removed.
Yeah, I have an intern.
But I just feel like the judge is not going to get that removed because you guys already know.
I have an internet scrubber and stuff does get leaked and posted. Yeah. And I mean, that just, when you decide fully that that's what you want to do, you take that responsibility.
Yeah.
I pay this person monthly to get my content removed. Mm-hmm. It's not even the fact that I'm scared for people to see it. I just don't want people seeing it for free. Like, I chose to do this and you have to
pay
for this.
And then when it comes to screenshotting,
you know. $100,000 a month, goodness gracious, I'll show my dick.
I wish
my dick is worth. You guys are saying that you have content of me specifically. So just like I'm saying, like where
Mike,
they
this
say
is an offer.
I got content
this is an offer
you,
right now.
I'm using your name.
How much would you pay him?
Listen, man, fuck
$400,000.
As soon as I fall off, we're gonna do a sex tape. Be ready, Kelly K, we do one call. It's ours to be called. Now you see it, now you don't. Me and Nikki will be called Nikki. Me and Yogi will be called block, 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 block. Okay. That's what it sound when I hit it from the back. Block, 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 block. Now you see it. Now you don't. Block, block. Then we'll do a threesome. Block, block. Now you see it. Now you don't. Block, block.
That is really
thank y'all for joining us for another episode.
Michael,
Give up your Instagram so they can follow y'all. Tell me your Instagram, Nikki. Tell the people how they can reach you.
Miss Nikia Renee, MSNIKIA. My OnlyFans is just Nikia Renee, NIKIARENEE. My Twitter is Miss Nikia Renee _. And my TikTok is Nikia Renee.
My Instagram is Kelly K. Kelly and then KAY. And that's my OnlyFans too. Gang, gang.
Come on, Dallas.
My Instagram.
My Instagram is Mani Got the Goods, MANIGOTDAGOODS. Mani Got the Goods.
Chinese best friend.
just the way you spell Chinese best friend. I'm still I'm private Blackson. On Instagram, by the way.
I'm Michael Blackson. Thank y'all for joining us. Woo!
Thank you for
Michael Blackson Show.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and in the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.